there's definitely challenges to be a zero waste school. It's not easy in any stretch of the imagination. One of the biggest challenges they face is that they're not residential. Schools are considered institutional, which means that they're not a part of the Recycle BC program. So the recycling that you get picked up at your house, that Recycle BC program is for houses. But when we're able to say this school is teaching the children who then teach the adults at home that are residential, and it's a learning opportunity, that they're not just picking up the school waste, they're picking up the lunch kit recycling and they're bringing the education home, then you're able to provide an opportunity for the school to provide the zero waste chance. Other challenges is travel. There's no recycling depot currently at Tatla Lake. They have a landfill and they have a share shed. So they need to travel with their recycling to one of the local recycling depots to be able to make sure that it's processed properly. So they're adding more work onto their already very full plate to be able to make sure that their school is making as little of an impact as possible. And then on top of all of the recycling they're doing, they've also included composting, and they've done all of the weird little detail-y recycling. So they do textile recycling. They collect all of the clothes that get left behind, or clothes that have worn out, or rags. They bring that into town to recycle with the big brothers and sisters. They do pen recycling, crayons. That's a recycling program that runs through Crayola and Sharpie, and you can take those to Staples here in Williams Lake. So all of the weird recycling, they're even going to that little minute level of, like, if a pen runs out, they're going to recycle that too.